The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host with today's topic.
Good morning. We are here with Kelly Jo Oskentoski. You're the president of the Chamber of Commerce?
No, I'm not. I'm Community Promotion Director for the City of Harbor Beach and the Chamber of Commerce for all the events that happen in Harbor Beach.
I can never remember the woman of many titles. She is here to talk about today the Maritime Festival that is going on in Harbor Beach. It actually kicks off tonight at 6 p.m. That's the Harbor Beach Hospital 5K Walk and Run that's happening at the Lincoln Memorial Park. And that's just kind of like a kickoff for the whole festival?
It is, yes. The hospital plans that as a fundraiser. They do registration starting at 5 o'clock under the tent, and then they'll kick off the 5K itself at 6 o'clock. Anytime after 9 this morning, we have our campers, our rustic camping on the beach, that they can move on to their sites. We sold out this year. We have 30 campers coming down, or tents. So it should be a full weekend.
And do they camp right on the beach?
Just off the beach. They're actually on the grass part of it. Okay. It's to the west of the beach.
But still, yeah, pretty close though, huh?
Oh yes. Oh, they can definitely have water views. They can. They're right there for those sunrises.
That is awesome. So, and then I see we're really kicking off tomorrow, Thursday, July 7th. From noon to 6 p.m., it looks like we are having a Friends of the Library book sale, and that's happening all weekend?
Yes, it is. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'd run their book sale. Excuse me, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm off by a day on my schedule. And they just kind of run a sale to make a little bit of money for their events and activities that they hold in the library. And get rid of some old books and books that have been donated by, you know, everyone around.
So the proceeds go directly to the library.
Yes,
for their activities.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's just the start of on Thursday. Looks like there's a bocce tournament as well later in the evening.
Yes, we have a bocce tournament, which is a very popular event. That is a 64-team event.
Wow.
So it takes a while, but they all have a great time.
So it'll run the full length.
It will run all the way through the evening. Yes, it will.
Do you guys do trophies or prizes for your winners?
They do. They do little prizes. I believe it's cash that they give out for those tournaments. So just kind of
get
some of the registration money back. So.
And live performances happening Thursday night as well from 7 to 10 p.m.
Yes, we have the local band BNT. They're a rock band. They are going to be on the stage right on the beach. The stage for the weekend is right on the beach. And they'll be performing from 7 until 10, maybe a little later, kind of depending on how the activities go for the evening.
And if I just want to come out and see the band, is that free?
Yes,
free?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what's happening on Wednesday and Thursday. That's just the beginning. They have a full lineup for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Everything looks like it's going to be amazing. A whole day just filled with fun. So we've been through Wednesday and Thursday just to start us up. Now we're going to head into Friday, July 8th, and as well the book sale is happening from noon to 6 on that day. And then Friday night, it looks like from 5 to 7, you guys have another band as well playing.
Yes, we do.
The Bernadette, Catherine, and Lonely Days Band?
Yes, they are playing from 5 to 7. And then we have the Sinclairs, which is another awesome classic rock band that will play from 8 until midnight. If we want to back up to Thursday quick, at 9 a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow morning, is actually there's going to be a yoga at the beach. It's a community yoga. You just show up. And take part in it. You don't have to be good at it, but if you want to experience a little bit of yoga on the beach, bring a mat, and she's looking forward to doing that for the community. So
that'd be nice, right on the beach, right by the water.
Yeah.
Nothing like some tranquil relaxation for your morning.
For your morning, exactly. Yes. Get your day off right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And that's Thursday, 9 a.m. on July 7th. Right on the beach. So if you want to head out there, I'm sure you'll see many people with their mats getting ready to just relieve that stress. So we were talking about the bands on Friday.
Yes, so we do have the Bernadette Catherine Band and the Lonely Days. They're kind of a country rock band. And then the Sinclairs, like I said, is a classic rock band. They were there last year, and they seem to be, people took them very well and appreciated their music, so we brought them back.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a good time, right? It is summertime. I see you guys are having a cornhole tournament as well on the North Beach.
Yes, the cornhole, it'll be somewhere towards the north there. Sometimes they hold it under the tent, sometimes on the lawn, sometimes, you know, kind of moves a little bit. But depending on where they have space for it this year,
so
is where
you,
it'll be.
How do you register for something like that? Is it pre or can you
it is off? It is pre-registration. That one is also full with 64 teams. So, so yes.
So come out and watch them compete.
Yeah, it is fun to watch them compete because you do have some really good players and you have some beginners that are there just for fun. So
hey, it's always nice to root for an underdog.
Exactly,
as well, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's just a good time. People come out and have fun, and of course you have the music and things going on. You have the band or the beach right there, so you can hang out on the beach if you want as well.
Now, I've never been to a lighted boat parade, but that's happening on Friday at dusk. Could you reiterate a little bit?
Sure. This started a few years ago. We had a gentleman that wanted to get it started, and we're like, go for it. People decorate their boats with lights, like Christmas lights or rope lights, whatever they want, and decorate however they want with whatever. Some will have a theme, some won't. But then they leave the marina at dusk, and then they go come over to Lincoln Memorial Park where the pier is at, mm-hmm. and they'll tour from around the north side and then to the south side and then back to the marina. So you can see it from the beach or from the pier. I mean, it's...
Yeah, once it starts getting dark, I'm sure it probably just looks like a parade out in
the water. It does. It's one, you know, it's they space them out a little bit, but it is. It's pretty neat to see. It's become quite a scene to see.
That's interesting. Yeah, I might have to head out for Friday night. I would love to see the lighted boat parade. So on Saturday, you are full of events from morning until dusk. You have so much going on. Tell us a little bit about that, Kelly.
Oh, Saturday is a full day. We used to kind of consider it a kids' day, but it's not just a kids' day anymore. So anyways, it starts... you know, at 9 to noon are the lighthouse tours, which, of course, you would want to get your tickets online at the harborbeachlighthouse.org website, because that usually does fill up. Those tours do, so I'm not sure if they'll have room for any walk-ups or not. So if you for sure want to go, make sure you get your tickets online. And then new for this year is our Battle on the Beach Strongman competition.
Interesting. Yeah. On the beach on top of it, you're going to work these men, aren't
you? They are. They are. They have, I believe there's 5 different activities that they're going to compete in. This is for points going towards qualifying for nationals. It is the pros that are going to be there, not just local people.
Local want to be strong. Yeah,
exactly.
We have the legitimate strong men for the competition.
I mean, a few of them are local, but that's... Yeah, those are the ones that have kind of put this all together and organized it. So it sounds like they have quite the crew coming for it. So it should be fun to watch.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. And that's new this year. So you don't want to miss that. If you haven't seen it, maybe you're going to head up there looking just for something different. Strongman competition is where you want to be.
Yeah, I know one of the events they plan on deadlifting a car.
Oh my gosh.
So they're not making it easy. They have a few sand events planned, and so yeah, should be a good time.
Yeah, everything is something harder new. In the sand, you know. I couldn't imagine.
Everything.
And then, of course, again, from 10 to 2, the Friends of the Library book sale. Make sure you go and help out the local library. I'm sure they'll have very reasonable prices for you to pick up and help out the library. And that's happening at the community house?
Yes, it'll be at the library community house. I'm not sure exactly where yet because they weren't sure since they're redoing the community house right now. The gym floor is all being redone in that whole area. So depends on where they have space and what's completed by...
Yes.
By now.
Is that coming along good? I seen that they were posting updates.
I've heard it's coming along. I do not know how far along they are with it, though.
That's cool, though. So it is going to a great cause. Every mm-hmm. dollar that you spend is going to help the library out. So make sure you keep that in mind when you head up to Harbor Beach this weekend. What about your craft show you have going on from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday?
Yeah, that's planned for different crafters that want to come in. They do pre-register for that as well. So usually a group of them that are lined up, and you can just stroll through and see what they all have for their crafts. They might be some like popcorn or food or something too, at a couple of them. But yeah, all the different crafts that you like to see, and find some unique items for yourself or someone else.
And these are local craftsmen or local crafts ladies?
They could be from all over. I'm not sure how far they all come from, since, you know, we have a lady that does head that all up for us. But yeah, so it's usually quite a selection of items.
Interesting. Tons of stuff to do this weekend in Harbor Beach. It's all kicking off tonight, Wednesday, July 6th, with the Harbor Beach Hospital 5K Walk and Run, and that's happening at Lincoln Memorial Park tonight at 6 p.m. We have co-ed beach volleyball tournament happening. Starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
That you can still register for online at themaritimefestival.com. If you have a co-ed team of 6 to 10 players, you can still register for that through today.
Okay. So if you're looking to get out there, play some volleyball, see some strong men, today is your last day to register. 6 to 10 players, co-ed is welcome as well.
And then we have our sandcastle building contest, and they do have different age groups that they will be judged on. It's fun to see the little kids out there, you know, making their creations versus the older ones that have a little more skill. So, but they all have fun doing it and enjoy it. So,
so you contest it out by age group.
Yes.
So you're not gonna.
Yes.
You got your pro over here, and then you got,
right,
you know, Jimmy over here. So that's that's awesome too. Is the jet ski races, is that something new this year as well?
No, they've been doing it for a while. It used to be a pro circuit that came in, and then that changed to, it's mainly locals now, or from people, teams from Michigan anyways, teams of four that race jet skis. The jet ski and life vest are provided for you, so you just show up and
get on there and ride out in the open water.
Run the course, you know, so, and then they do, everyone gets to run the course, and then they do have play or like finals then later on with the top teams to see who is the champion of that.
So it's like a two-part. So
it
you
is.
Do like your prelims,
yes,
and then you got your finals.
Right.
So you're looking at a very full jet ski event then. So competition is key to entertainment, I feel like, in jet skiing.
It kind of is, you know, and it's fun to watch. They get on competing against each other, and you know, a lot of them know each other out there, so,
so it's more fun because
absolutely yeah, and that is registration for that is also still open if anyone's interested in that. So in teams of four, like I said, register at themaritimefestival.com, and that will be open until later today.
All right, so you could still register for that co-ed beach volleyball tournament happening on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Looking for co-ed teams of 6 to 10 players, and you can still register for the jet ski races. Your life jacket and the race machine is provided. So, and that's teams of four?
Teams of four, yes.
Teams of four, and registration is open through today. Which is awesome that you guys do still have open registration, because it is kicking off.
Sure. You know, some people may have just kind of forgot about it, or some people are maybe decided, hey, the weather looks good, let's go do something this weekend. So
yeah, we are looking at beautiful weather
it
for
is.
The whole weekend.
It should be great.
Good. Especially for them campers out there right on the beach.
yeah.
Looks like starting at 10:30. Now, all this is happening. It's an all-day event, but get out there early. You don't want to miss any of these events. Sounds like it is going to be interesting all the way through and through. 10:30, they have a pet and bike parade.
Right. This is where a lot of kids, along with their parents or chaperones, they will decorate their bikes, or they will dress up their pets, which is really cute to see. Or they'll just bring their pets and walk them in the parade. So, it starts at the Murphy Museum, and then they walk down to the beach and back. And the fire department helps close off roads to keep everyone safe. And then once they're back, then they get a prize, or I believe it's kind of a popsicle or something that Deb Hessling Century 21. She sponsors that event, so she kind of takes care of what they get and makes it fun for all of them.
That's
so
awesome.
There was a great turnout for it last year. Lots of kids, lots of bikes, lots of pets. There was even a chicken in it last year. So.
Was he dressed up?
He was not dressed up.
He didn't have like, the little muscle arms that you see, you know, like when they have the chickens with the arms. Oh, that would be great. That would be great. And then once they get back, it sounds like from their bike and pet parade, they can kick it off to the Kids Carnival.
Yes, the Kids Carnival is a very large event that is planned by a local lady, and she gets all of her friends and volunteers to help. There's like 8 different carnival games. There's animal balloons. There's popcorn, cotton candy. So all kinds of stuff for the kids to do.
And is this a free kids event?
It is a free kids event. Someone asked me this morning, is the kids events free? And I'm like, yes, they are, thanks to our generous sponsor. Wood Contracting actually is sponsoring the Kids Carnival this year. And we have the Harbor Beach Hospital that is sponsoring the inflatables that are also happening at the same time that are free to the kids. So it all happens because of our volunteers and our sponsors, for sure.
Which is awesome. Like I said before in our last What Do You Think, these small communities are very wonderful about coming through and doing wonderful things for their communities, volunteers-wise, especially for the kids. So it's wonderful to see communities that are small come together and put on these big events.
It does. It takes a lot of people.
Yes. I can imagine. Probably some hair pulling, too. But you guys are, I mean, it's going to be a wonderful weekend, it looks like. Inflatables for the kids, Kids Carnival, that's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is free. Thank you to their sponsors. And then it looks like about 2:30, you guys are having a Lake Huron dance performance.
Yes, there's a local dance school in town, and they are doing a dance performance, kind of like a recital type thing, if you will. And the little ones all come out, or actually they're all of all different ages, but they come out and dance on, that will be under the tent. There's a stage under the tent that will happen at.
Okay. And where, is that still on the beach though, along with?
Can't miss the big tent when you go down. There's a big red and white tent. Okay. It's already there, but yes, it's right down by the beach.
So, pet tricks and frog jumping. I would love to meet somebody who trains their frogs to jump.
Yeah, I'm not sure anyone actually trains them. They actually go, you know, collect them that morning or afternoon and bring them in. And what they do then is they sit them on the stage and see how far they will jump in 3 jumps.
Oh, okay.
And measure for, and whoever's frog jumps the furthest in 3 jumps is the winner. So it's quite interesting sometimes to see. Some frogs are shy and don't want to jump, and other frogs, as soon as you let them go, they're off the stage.
have you had anybody bring or find like a big bullfrog?
Oh yes, there's all different size frogs, all different sizes.
So what about pet tricks? Is this something like you can bring your animal? Maybe they do like a little dance. Or...
Yes, that's exactly what it is. They started that last year. Thought it'd be interesting to see anyone who has any pets that do tricks. Last year they found out that some animals are afraid of the stage and not as willing to cooperate as they might be at home, but it is interesting and fun to watch the different things that animals can do.
So this isn't only a kid-friendly event, it is a pet-friendly event.
Pet-friendly, yes. And it's not just kids that bring their pets either. It's adults and whoever wants to. If your pet can do anything that you think is kind of fun to watch, this is the event for you.
I like it. I'm loving it. And then we have some live entertainment, looks like, for the rest of the evening.
Yes, kicking things off for live music at 5 o'clock is the Matt Bessie Band. And they'll perform until 7, followed by Jedi Mind Trip. And I know a lot of people know them, and they're quite a popular band in this area. So and then they played until midnight. They'll take a short break for, of course, our Maritime fireworks. Since Harbor Beach, we hold off on our fireworks until Maritime Festival, and that's when we do our fireworks.
Yeah, you know, let everybody else do them for 4th of July.
Exactly.
And tie them into your festival. Makes sense. I mean,
right.
Totally makes sense.
It's still 4th of July week, right?
Of course. Hey, you can celebrate America's independence every day.
As we all should.
Yes, yes. So the bands are going to be playing, I'm guessing, on the beach, right there at the large tents, like you were saying, or at the stages.
Right, they're on the stage on the beach, yep.
And then fireworks at dusk on Saturday. You were saying they're going to take a break?
Yes, yeah, the band will take a break during the fireworks.
And will those be right off the beach as well? So everything, you want to kind of...
Yeah, definitely. You'll be able to see them from the beach, from the pier, from the marina, you know, anywhere along the lake there, you'll be able to see the fireworks.
So Saturday is a fun-filled day, everything from lighthouse tours. You want to make sure that you do get those tickets early, harborbeachlighthouse.org. Fill up pretty fast, especially during the festival. So if you would like to go and make sure you have a spot, that's harborbeachlighthouse.org. Then 10 o'clock, a Battle on the Beach Strongman competition. This is a first for the Maritime Festival. Make sure you get out there and check that out. They're going to be working in the sand. From 10 to 2 is the book sale from the Friends of the Library at the Community House, located at the library. From 10 to 5 on Saturday as well, there's a craft show that's happening at the Murphy Museum Lawn. 10 a.m., there's a co-ed beach volleyball tournament. You still have time to register for that. 6 to 10 players. Sandcastle contest from 10 a.m. to noon. Jet ski races start at noon. You can still register through today for that as well. Pet and bike parade, that's happening at 10:30. 11 to 2 is the kids' carnival and the inflatables for the kids as well. Then at 2:30, under the tent, is the Lake Huron dance performance. 3:30 is the pet and trick and frog jumping contest. And from 5 to midnight, or 5 to 7, and then 8 to midnight with a break in there, we have the Matt Bessie Blues Band and the Jedi Mind Trip. And, of course, to finish off that Saturday, a fireworks show at dusk. So, full day of events happening on Saturday, and we have more events happening on Sunday as well.
Yes. I mean, you have to round out the weekend, right?
Of course. And it looks like it's going to start with a basketball tournament.
Yes, there's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that starts at 9 a.m. Registration for that is closed. This is going to be a tournament that's larger than they've had in the past. And so we had to close down registrations for that because they weren't sure they'd get everyone in otherwise. So
it is called the Beach Assault Basketball Tournament. So, and the smile on Kelly's face gives it away. This might be interesting as well.
It's fun. They have different teams of different ages. I mean, and they try to match teams up according to what their age groups are.
I figure maybe put some shorties in with the bigger.
Hey, maybe as they get on in the day, they probably are against each other, but to start out, they try to keep it a little bit fairer to begin.
Oh, that's funny. I'm just enjoying myself. I just want to reiterate and let Kelly Jo know, I am enjoying myself this morning. It's just a hoot talking with you in here. You're always smiling. You're always just... ready to go.
Hey, when you have a lineup like this, how don't you smile?
That's so true. She's got me in here just smiling away. So let's talk about, we have a car show as well on Sunday.
Yeah, the car show is always a great turnout. Lots of different things, all types of cars and old pickups, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's on the Murphy Museum lawn. Gets underway at 9 a.m. and goes till 3.
And a worship service as well. Where is that taking place at?
That is, depends on the weather. Usually it may be under the tent or it may be outside looking at the beach. So even if you're under the tent, the beach is right there. So
Right. Just weather permitting.
But yeah, depends on what the group feels like that morning, what the temperatures might be in the morning. So, but yeah, but right down there by the beach with the view of the lighthouse, the harbor, it's a great scene for worshiping the one above.
And that starts at 9:30. And then we have a craft show that's happening from 10 to 4. So tying in with the car show, I'm assuming, because they're at the same...
They are at the same time, yes. Yep.
So the craft show will tie in with the car show, so you can go check out some hot rods. Maybe find yourself a nice locally made shirt, or who knows, maybe just something interesting.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find at a craft show.
Yeah, that's very true.
They come up with new ideas all the time. So, and then we do have our Zion fish fry on Sunday. from 11 to 1:30, and they typically sell out, so you might want to be there earlier rather than later. But the fish is fantastic. They do a great job with it. And while that is going on, we also have our dueling pianos. And this is a couple of piano players that are entertaining, kind of comedians all in one. They definitely entertain people and want audience interaction. So it's a fun afternoon watching them and participating with them, entertaining everyone.
Yeah, it's this dueling piano sounds like they're going to be playing some fast piano music.
Oh, yes.
Their fingers must hurt afterwards, I can't.
And then they throw in some other instruments, too, and you never know. So all kinds of fun stuff.
And then a cash raffle. What's going on with the cash raffle?
That's an annual event that happens, and the big winners are drawn at 3 o'clock to wrap up Maritime.
If I wanted to get in on that, how would I go about?
You could ask almost anyone down that you see down at the beach for tickets.
Okay.
There's tickets. A lot of people will have tickets down there for sale, as well as like any of your chamber members, your all your organizations are part of this. So anyone from American Legion would be a great place to get them at, and they also have their beer and refreshment tent near the beach. So that would be a place to hang out and get your raffle tickets.
It is going to be warm this weekend. Nothing like a nice cold beer to top it off. You guys are having guided historic walking tour interactive signs. What is the interactive signs?
Okay, the interactive signs is a tour that we have throughout town that they connect all the different areas of Harbor Beach, and there are large signs that tell about the history of Harbor Beach. And of course, like the sign out by the marina, we'll talk about maybe one of the ships that had went down off of Harbor Beach. And then you have one by the hospital. It talks about the history of the hospital, the history of how Harbor Beach, you know, started way back when with, you know, their sawmills and their wood and that kind of thing. So it is like 28 signs throughout Harbor Beach, and talks about all the different areas. And we have a gentleman that has volunteered to walk people through that and do an actual guided tour instead of just doing it on your own.
So you'll learn extra, not just from these signs.
Right.
But there might be little tidbits added in there that wouldn't necessarily be there.
Exactly.
Is there an interactive sign at the lighthouse or on the beach for the lighthouse?
There is a sign, yes, on land for the lighthouse. We don't make anyone swim out to the lighthouse to read it.
Right. Well, I figured about the lighthouse tours, maybe.
Well, right, yes. Because the only way to get to our lighthouse is by boat.
Right.
Because it is off land, about a mile off land. So yeah, and it's a great tour. There was someone I talked to the other day that had done the lighthouse tour a few weeks ago. And they were just like, everyone should take that tour. Because it is just amazing, the information that you learn and things that you would have never thought of.
Now, the lighthouse is set out there because there's a reef barrier out there? Is that?
Yeah, well, what they did is they created a protected harbor for ships to come into when the Great Lakes got rough. And so then when that was created, the lighthouse was put out there as the marker for it. Okay. They do have an actual foghorn out there that, you know, what it used to sound like when they would blow the foghorn during foggy days.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. The fog signal building is actually full of all kinds of pictures and information about different displays about what it used to be like as a light keeper and why the lighthouse is there.
I don't think I'd want to be the lighthouse keeper on a remote lighthouse island where it's just you. I don't know. I feel like as a Michigander, we all generally connect with lighthouses. I mean, we're surrounded by water.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's lighthouses all over Michigan.
Right.
So it's, I mean, if you have any interest in lighthouses, I mean, they're great tours to take.
Yeah.
So, and there's actually maps of all the Michigan lighthouses that if you want to go check them all out, you can.
So that's the guided historic walking tour that's happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. You meet right in front of the library, and once he gets a little group going, he'll probably walk them through and take them through the history of Harbor Beach.
Yep, that is for sure. And, you know, and again, I mean, just to stress to thank our sponsors for everything that makes this event possible and all the activities for this many days. I really want to thank Corteva Agriscience. They are our main sponsor, and they do a tremendous amount for the event. And then we have Wood Contracting, as I mentioned earlier, who's also a great sponsor for the event. I mean, without these sponsors that for all of our community activities, I mean, it really is amazing how much our businesses and the community pulls together to support all of the community events, not just in Harbor Beach, but throughout the county. It is really amazing how they all step up. And I appreciate that.
Yes, maybe it's like it goes hand in hand. You scratch mine. You know, we support our local businesses and they help volunteer and help support wonderful events that happen throughout the Thumb area.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great area to be in for the support whenever you need it.
So you're looking at food concessions and American Legion refreshments. You're looking at live music all weekend, a lighted boat parade, rustic camping at the beach all weekend, which Miss Kelly said they are sold out. So that's going to be wonderful. And so I see, like, is this you have the Lincoln Memorial Park. I know some events are running there tonight, obviously the 5K walk and run as well. So is this kind of where?
Lincoln Memorial Park is the beach and pier area.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, yes.
So if you need to know anything, just head on down to the beach.
And this is the Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach, starting tonight at 6 p.m. with the 5K walk and run. Events all weekend, Thursday to Sunday. Bocce tournament on Thursday. You're looking at bands, live music on Friday, lighted boat parade. Saturday is full of events. You don't want to get there late. You definitely want to be there early. And you want to get your tickets for the lighthouse tour, if that's what you want to head out to, because she's not sure if they will have any available. She said they fill up pretty quick. So, and like I said before, if you would like to do the volleyball tournament, you can still register. It is co-ed, 6 to 10 players. And the jet ski races, you can also register for that through today. Your life jacket and the race machine will be provided for you. Is there anything you want to touch on, Kelly?
I want everyone to come, have a good time. I mean, the event is a free event unless you're participating in some of the contests or tournaments that do charge a small registration fee. But come on out and enjoy visiting with people and bring your friends and family and just enjoy a weekend at the beach.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be laughter and fun-filled for sure. Definitely want to see the frog jumping contest.
It does make you laugh.
Yes, sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. You can view the full schedule of activities for this year at themaritimefestival.com.
Yes, yes.
There's also a Facebook page if you'd like to check that out, facebook.com/HB Maritime. So either one of those, this will give you the schedule. The Facebook, do you guys update that quite frequently?
Yes.
So that is updated frequently for your convenience. And we hope to see you guys all out for this weekend at the Maritime Festival.
Yeah, I do too. We look forward to seeing everyone in Harbor Beach.
So I think we're going to close her down. Thank you so much, Kelly, for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And just talking about the wonderful events that happen in Harbor Beach.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Good morning. Weak low pressure sliding through the Ohio.